Esther. Ashurish, Ho'arbo also. Here, you find a whole different type of statement for Ashurish, because all the Shroshim until this point is either Ein Ro'oi, which is every single one of them, except for the sixth. And the sixth is Ro'oi, okay? And here, it's basically telling you, we're going to explain how to do it, but there's no capsulized statement, telling you what the Sherish is about. Okay? It's just what we're going to talk about, but it's not a synopsis, right? Okay. Now, Eich Ro'oi Limnois. Okay, Eich Ro'oi Limnois, that's the, it's either Ein Ro'oi Limnois or Ro'oi Limnois. So that's like everything else, but the Eich is the problem, correct? Now, Hamodas is really something like Kiyum or Bitsua. That's the way the other translations have it. I don't know if Hamodas is a better translation from the Arabic, but from context, we're talking about to implement, L'chor's implementation of the Yonchim, correct? L'chor's of the context is implementation. The word, the Arabic word over here is also, I saw in Frankel Hillman has a long discussion. You look in the Frankel Rambam, you know, about this word which is translated as Oinshim or Gdorim, or because the word in Arabic may be a Gvul or a Geder, or it's it may be sometimes translated Oinshim. The question is, what's the better way? Maybe Oinshim in the idea is that it is a Gvul, I don't know, but you know, I'm not sure how much people will get from this. And I think that you know, to make for clarity, I think it's better to be Oinshim, but you know, you can do as you like, okay? B'mitzase. See, here's a very important thing. This is a major statement, because he's making a statement that there's no doubt about it, that the ancient should be mitzase, and certainly not b'chlal loisase, which is something like the Halachas Gedolos, at least the way he interprets the Halachas Gedolos. Okay? So this is a major statement already. It's B'chal Mitzase. So you have to know when we go through it, if you say it's an Asholos, is it a separate Asholos? Is it B'chal Asholos? Is it how to do it? But the Rambam is not doing that at all. The Rambam is saying very clearly that The point over here is the point over here that it's a mitzase. Okay. Now, da. Now here is an opening discussion where he's going to split mitzvahs into two categories, okay? And one of the categories is irrelevant for us, okay? And that's what he's doing. Da, shekol mitzvah saseh v'loy saseh. It means the whole tayag mitzvahs, okay? And that's the original translation. It's the original Hebrew. Mitzvah saseh v'loy saseh. Okay, there's no doubt about that translation. Okay, it's not a translation. Yichalku chaluka rishayna. You can split it up. Lefi kavonas or matoras zeashah, according to this shah, this shoresh, this gate which we're discussing. Okay? Lishnei chalokim. You split it into two. Chelik loibir hakosuv boi oinish klau. You have to see why he adds the word klau. Okay? Avo. Now, here it says tzivui v'ashora. It's probably better to say tzivui v'hizir. It's the verb. Tzivui v'hizir v'lechiv As so over here, the word din is very odd. It should be oinish. Okay. V'lo yiched oisei oines miyuchad. This yiched oines miyuchad doesn't make much sense, okay? We're talking about, it means the better word is yied, and it didn't specify, okay? Really, what it wants is that okay, be avu ala mitzvah hi o as hormuza. This word a mitzvah hi, you know, it's a little bit odd. The word hahi probably shouldn't be there, and the word hormuza should be probably musuyamim or hayyiduim. He doesn't have lo yichid oynish misuyam be avroi al hamitzvah o hashora hamisuyamim o hayyiduim or something like that. Hayyiduim. And then I'm not sure exactly. Can I just have this for a second? The other thing, one second. There's something going on. See, I'm not sure. Yeah. See, I'm not sure when he talks about ye aid, okay? Because you see, I'll go back and explain to you what I mean, okay? V'chelek bi'er, because I'm not saying anything, but the word yied, what is he talking about first? And then it says v'lo yied, okay? Then it says v'chelek bi'er bo ho'oinesh vadin. And the better thing, v'oinesh vagmul, or atagmul, depending upon if you're korach or kapach, okay? What's the idea of oinish and what's the idea of gmul or tagmul? Okay, an oinish is something which Bezdin gives. A gmul is something which Ribbono Shelam does, and usually the words yied is something that Ribbono Shelam does, and that's what he's saying, that there are parts. I say in Loisa say the Torah doesn't say any oinish at all, and not only doesn't say an oinish which should be implemented by Bezdin, but a Einish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Einish of his Yied, okay? And there are those that there are Einishim or Yehudim in the Torah, correct? Now, what's the word Klal? Okay? The Klal is in the Arabic translation, so it means he wanted to stress it. What do you want to stress here? So he's talking about the Kosov, correct? So can't you imagine that there should be an Einish that's not befurish by Kosov, but it's a Pirish Mekubal, and you shouldn't have to deal with it? Because in Sherish Sheni, you get the impression that it's only your Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Behen is not in the Minyan, but a Pirish HaMekubal is. So it means Klal, it's not only in Torah Shebiksav, there's also no Pirush Mekubal, okay? And we'll see that he falls back on Pirush Mekubal soon, okay? So the first category, there's nothing Torah Shebiksav and nothing in a Pirush Mekubal. And the second category is either one of the two, correct? Okay? Now we're going. Okay. Now, the ulam, it's over here, and I have no clue why that word is there. Korach put it there. And Kapach leaves it out completely. Okay? So I'm not sure what the Arabic is to say something about this. Okay? But, so I'm not sure what the Ulam. Ulam is like a, it's like an apology, or it's moving away from something, and l'chayil, we're not moving away from anything. We're trying to explain the second chelik. Correct? Hachelik shebiya boy hadin. In here, you have it again, or oynesh v'atagmul, or gmul, whichever you like. Okay? Yesh mea mitzvahs haheim ma shetzivonu yisale shenizkol ba'avonim. There's some that skila mishiavo aleihem, but yavo I think is bad. Probably the oval it says is better. Is that's what Kapach translates it, and that's better. It's not mishiavo. He, the Torah says it should be circled, someone who violated it. Okay? Umehem, that should be kam, umehem, shenisreif, and here Kapach adds, and also Korach, bo'esh, which is part of the Arabic, okay? Ho'i vale, we'll come back to this. Just want to just read a little bit. Umehem, ma shetzivono shenake besayif tzavo. It's the to hit, he's very, very graphic, correct? I don't want to explain this to you, okay? But we just let's just see, continue to see it, okay? So by leaving out the Eish, okay, in the Nisreif, okay, you're taking out something about the graphic nature of what he's trying to do. Then he continues. We're not sure what the Perish Mekubal goes on at the moment, whether it goes on the to characterize and define what the Einish is, or which ones have it, okay? Umihem, mashitzivonu, shenase chenek, hoiv aleim, kmo, shebo beferish. Oh, that's also Perish, okay? Umihem, mashinilke, hoive. So here it says Mashinilke. In Kapach, I think it says Beshot. Butsu. See, sometimes it translates Butsu or Beshot. Lahalkos, okay? So it's also graphic, Butsu. It's not just the Malkus, it's Butsu. Then he moves, look at the word Yid. Mehem Mashiyid Aleim Kores. And this is the yid. In other words, okay? So you understand that the yid and the are two different things. One is an oinish from Bezdin, and one's an oinish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Correct? Okay. Now I want to tell you what the I'm going to try, I think today, Bli Neder, as best as I can, just to get you into the Shurish, to understand, and maybe not to say that much of a Torah, okay? I'm not, you know, I'm here, let's try to understand it, okay? But it's so graphic, right? And I don't know if you look at Sefer HaMitzvot itself in the Minyan, it's not as graphic as that, okay? What the Rambam is doing over here is a very important thing. Because the Rambam defines that if you have a separate Einish, it's different. The Tzuas Einish, that makes it a separate mitzvah. So if the Tzuas Einish is the Keveya, the difference with Tzuas Einish, the Keveya, that it's a separate mitzvah, so you understand yourself that Lahalkos B'Sheit of Tzua, Shenizkol B'Avonim, Shenake B'Sayif B'Savo, Shenizkol B'Eish. Okay? So it's very important to be graphic over here. Okay? Continue? Okay, now, let's continue. Because if you look in the Minyan HaKotzer, it just says Saif Stam. Liyo is Bezen Hogim B'Saif Shenema Nokim Yinokim. Okay. So we can find, go through other ones one at a time, but that's really the point. The point is he was trying to set up the whole, all these categories, and the difference in the English is very important. Okay. Umehem, mashiyid aleim kores, v'ushelo yiel yoyva aleim umeis. We have to know if the mace is part of the Oynish or not. We're not getting involved because it says, you see, I'll tell you why, mace. Because it's a hikores tikores. Hikores boilum hazeh, vitikores boilum habo. So I assume something happened in Ulam hazeh. In the Ram is not clear about what that is. Okay? So maybe that's mace. Machzik bechetoy chel golam habo. He's going on the second part of it, okay? And we'll see what meis and machzik. Okay, k'mo shebi'alnu b'perek chelik in Pirush Mishnayis. Okay, umehem mashiyied again alehem misa bulvad. What's misa bulvad? What's the word bulvad? So you get the impression the first one is misa plus, and misa neshamayim it's only misa. V'hu shi'a misa'u Hashem b'chetoy v'chapalu b'moisa. But in the first case, it's not Yechapah B'Moisai, if he's Machzik B'Chetoy. If he is Machzik B'Chetoy, maybe it is, okay? You see the difference. The Bovad is very important in the mace, correct? I think it's, okay. Now, I just want to tell you, in my opinion, this Ukvah, until the Sheyeh Dino Mishpot, the Mosel Hashemayim to the parenthetical mark. I'll explain to you why. Ukvar Bialnu Betchilas Makis Ki Kol Ki Kol Azho Shishchai V'Ovalein Kores Levad Oy Mis L'Shomayim Kishis ames she over hoiva alas hoaihi. Be also overim. Hahu be aidim vasra. Okay. Like it. The alpha p. She eke mishpotoi. She e dino mosel shemayim. What the heck is going on? What does he want here? This completely throws everyone off. Because you see later, he's continuing with discussion. He's talking about different categories of mitzvahs. So in the middle of this, like as a parenthetical remark, he asks, since almost all of the chayvei krisis and the chayvei misa d'shamayim, there's malchus, there might be a case of a kolos here and there, you know, with an asei, mila, pesach, whatever, okay? And maybe okay, but there's Malchus. Okay, so why we have a different category? So the answer is very simple, because the Iko Inish is Chiv Kores Chiv Meis Shemayim. If he happens to be like it, there's a separate Kul Neteira, the Chayve Krisis or Chayve Malchus Shenilku Niftei De Krisosan. It's a kasha, it's a question and an answer, okay? But a parenthetical question and answer, correct? Next, umehem, mashit zivonu, yisale shenani she'oi valei b'mono levad, loy begufa, because all before it's begufa. Okay, and here are the examples. Kmo shekonas begazlin tesefes achimish by nishba, right? Ubeganav tashlumi kefo mashigonav. And another category,
ומיהם מה שציוונו שישאל שיעקב אוי וקורבון על, על אבוינוי ויחפלוי. So you notice, okay, I assume that Akovas Korban is also Mammon. Okay? There's an Einish Angufai. Okay? And there's an Einish Amamainai. Okay? Correct? And in Einish Amamainai, three categories. There's Chumash on Gazlan and Kefo on Ganav, and that took Dalad Hey, it's also assumed the same thing. And Korban. Okay? What I notice over here, the Rambam, you know, in some places, or sometimes I heard the difference between the Einish and a Machape. The Rambam's not differentiating at all between the two. Right? Because you get the impression that through the Einish, there is a Kapora. And you talk about a Korban, there's an Einish. And a kapola at the same time. Correct? And I assume that's why it's also it's important that Haive Mises, that the Mukhita Mizvada, because of the element of kapola in the Einish. Correct?
Okay. It's obvious somebody could not have a stand-in to take Marcus for him. But is it so obvious that somebody could not be Yotze his chiyuv of Onish Mamon by having somebody else pay for him?
I'm not sure what that means, because someone's paying for him. I'm not sure exactly what it means to pay for him. I'm not sure how it works, if you're giving it to... But I'm not sure what that actually means, because the person really gave him a ton of... Okay, so I'm not sure how bad that is or how good that is, okay? Well, for Korban, for somebody else, moving the chatosa. So he hasn't done anything yet, okay? Basically, what we've done now is two categories, and he's not differentiating between Aseh and Lois Aseh, whether there's Oinchim or no Oinchim, correct? Or Gmul, or Tagmul, or Yid Gmul, no Yid Gmul. And then he goes about listing a list of Einchi Aguf, Dalem Mises Bezdin, Malkis, and Einchi Momon, Gazlin, Ganav, Chomesh, Kefal, and Korban. Correct? We haven't said anything about mitzvahs at all yet. This is all, you know, this is preparatory remarks, introductory remarks.
Is there any specific reason why he talks about Chomesh, Kefil, Korban? I mean, a lot of Knossos, Moti Shemra.
You see, we'll have to see about them, but I'm not sure. You see, I would have said one thing, I'm not sure what to say, because we'll come back to this later. You see, you'd want to say that Kefil should have been a separate mitzvah. But the problem is Rambam puts Kefil b'chal mitzvah from Ganav. Okay? Lord is a Ganav, but it's various things. We have to know in Motzi Shemra what to do. We have to just see what it is exactly. Okay? I'm not also sure over there, because isn't there, we have to see the relationship between the Malkus and the Knas in those cases. Because here he says, B'momoinei levad noi begufoi. Okay?
Okay, Onis.
I understand that. But in the one of the cases you mentioned, Onis, you can talk about it. In Onis, okay? I'll tell you something. If you were to ask about Einis, I would tell you the following, okay? The other ones we'll see. You see, you are correct that in Oynes the Torah has obligated knas, okay? But if I ask you, what Isa does a person violate when he's ma'anis the Isha, you're not going to give him shisha in Yom Kippur. It's a rough example that he used to always give. But if you're going to go according to the Rambam and try to define Ponle and Pnuya, whether it is a lav of Eloisi Ekadem, what it is exactly is not clear, correct? And what the Rambam is talking about over here is not a list of Einshim in the Torah. The Rambam is talking about something else. The Rambam is talking about Einshim of mitzvah, violating mitzvahs, asay and loisaseh. Right? So the question is, do you have that here? In Oynes. Okay?
An Oynes that doesn't, is not related to a specific...
We don't know, because no, we're talking, I don't know. Because he's talking about the Oynshim on all, if you look at the way the Sherish is set up, okay? HaSherish da, shekol mitzah sevelis yechalko chaluk rishayna. There are two categories. There's an Asay and Lois say that don't have Oynish, and Asay and Lois that have an Oynish. And in the Asay, the Lois that have an Oynish, he lists a list of Oynchim, correct? That's what he did so far. Correct? It's not, no, I mean, you would have said like that if you hadn't asked the question, correct? Okay. Now, let's go more into it. Okay, we're okay now. It's now, you know, I think we understand what he's saying so far. We understand where he's coming from. It was a good question, but I think that we have to keep in mind that we're dealing with a Maisa Avera, and an Oynish on a Maisa Avera. Okay? Hine, Kiyum Elu Ho'enshim, Mitzu Elu Ho'enshim, Kulam Mitzaseh. Now here, he's making a statement. This is a statement. And what the statement has done, really, hello, is gone over to the original statement of the Sherish. HaSherish Abba Esrei, Eich Roi Limnois HaModes HaEinshin B'mitzah Sei. So now he's saying, Hine Kiyum Eilu HaEinshin Kulam Mitzah Sei. Okay? So this is interesting. We'll have to go back. The kiyum of the Korban is the kiyum of the Malkus, the kiyum of the Dalamisis Bezdin, mitzvah say, correct? We'll have to see if we can find a mitzvah about Gazim with Tosefes Chumash, okay? And we'll have to see what we're talking about, okay? But he's made a statement, kulam, correct? Hine kiyum elu ha'inchin kula mitzaseh. And independently, separately, because listen what he does. Ki anachnu nitztavinu shenaha roigzeh. Okay. Ushenilkezeh. He doesn't have a litzu or something else, right? Oh, it's more than what he just has the plan. What does it say? Lahalki says there. Or to Lahalki. Lahalki says there, I assume, right? Or Shinisko. The question is the plural or in the infinitive? Okay? Mm-hmm. Correct? And then he probably says, Velisko there. Velisko. Okay, good. Vishenakriv Korban. Okay, Lahakriv Korban. Almashi Ovolov. Okay? Now, interesting. Hello? And it's odd, okay? He basically has a summary of the past, doesn't he? But he leaves out Ganav and Gosling, doesn't he? Correct? Everything is there. Not really everything is there, okay? So it's not really fair what I said, because he has Shenaha Reg Zer, Shenilke Zer, and Niskal Zer. So I don't know what Naharig is, okay? And I don't know what Niskal is. Niskal, we know what it is. But we don't know if Harig. But he's not listing all the Dalamises, and he's not listing Dalamises Bezin, correct? So I'm not sure if the fact that he leaves out those other two has any meaning at the moment. Correct? Okay. The Oifen Minyano. Shinimne ho arba mises bezdin mitzvah bi arba mitzvahs. Mi mitzase. And this is not a translation. Ho arba mises bezdin. Arba mises bezdin. The arba mises bezdin. Be alba mitzvahs, mitzvah is a part of the original text. Okay? Now he's bringing the Lashon HaMishnah as a raya. Okay? The Lashon HaMishnah is Lashon Matik Yashmua. For Lashon HaMishnah, zu mitzvahs in the skull. V'chein omu keitzan mitzvahs. Mitzvah nisrofen. Ketzan mitzvah zanechnochen. Ketzan mitzvah zanechrogen. Okay? Now, luckily that should have been enough. Okay? Then he goes further. And he says like this. The omu gam kein. And this luckily is a discussion about a pasuk in the Torah. Sh'omro yis'ale. Leisvar eish. Okay. That's what it has, right? Leisvar eish. Omnom. This word is not in the, in Kapach on Korach. Okay. And it confuses the reader. Because it really is. Lesvareish bo lahazir tells you what it's coming for. What's omnom? Doesn't make any sense. Omnom kilu is a throwaway. It's telling you that there's a kasha and an answer. You know, it's something that you shouldn't have expected, and explaining why it came. Okay. Bo lahazir hamodes ha'inchin biyoyim hashabos. Hamon is kiyum oinchin, bitzu oinchin, biyom haShabbos, okay? Lo svarish, okay? Vizeh, and then he's explaining, l'chayil from anything here to this point, we have no problem, okay? But this is the point. Vizeh shu hizir misreifas mitzvah. V'yom b'chonj mo'ez p'riseichem, this is the proof. B'chonj mo'ez p'riseichem, what's the name of Moshe Bezdin? So it means there's an Issa of Oinchim on Shabbos. The Afa P, she mitzaseh. Okay? So, you know, the discussion of what you need a pasuk for, what's all going on, whatever it is, it's a mitzaseh. That's what he's interested in now. He's not interested in when and how, Lois Va'esh, or whatever, but he's interested in proving mitzaseh, correct? So let's not lose the focus, okay? Omri Sreifa B'chal Ho'isa V'yotzas L'lameid Ma Sreifa Miuchedes Shehi Achas Mimises Bezdin Vi eino doich es a Shabbos, af kol sha mises bezdin lo yitchos a Shabbos. And the discussion, the assumption is the dechia is because of the mitzvah. Okay, v'ze yivua lo yisapik boi shumodom v'chein gam kein roi shenimne hamalkes biritzua or b'sheit mitzvah fnei atzma. So the Dalam is Bezin, the four separate mitzvahs, and Malka is a separate mitzvah, okay? We're not involved in this now, though Ramban's going to disagree that he says that all four of them should really be one about the Romi Kirbecha. Now, that's the chur we have, correct? The Ain. Okay. Tahal Mispezdin. And the Alter Romi Kirbecha, that's a Ramban. Good. Each. And Tzatrich HaShabbos. Okay, say that. And it's a mitzvah say. Okay? Separate mitzvah say. V'ein roi.
He has no proof for Malkus. He doesn't bring a proof.
No. The Torah says, our boy Miakenu. And he assumes that it's the same. There's no proof. That is correct. There's no proof.
Do you have the principle of Inu Hadin by Malkus like you do by
Misa? You have
Misa?
What?
You have the principle of Inu Hadin by Malkus like you have by Misa. Because then you can always put it off to after Shabbos, so you don't need really a laugh.
I don't know if the principle is Inu Hadin or not Inu Hadin, but whatever it is I'm not sure, Bichal, there's no Malkus anyway, but I'm not sure if there's a problem. I have to look again about Inu Hadin, but I'm not sure if that's the... it's an admit. You're right. There's no proof about Malkus to see exactly what the Ram does. You know, what to see in the midst of Malkus. Okay. We ein roi shenimne kol prat me oynish mitzvah bifnei atzmo. What's the word? Okay, can I just have this for a second? Where is this? Where is it here? Yeah. You know, V'chein gam roi shenim l'malkus b'tzuria. Yeah. V'ein roi livno is kol oynish miyuchod mitzvah v'nei atzmoy. Ah. I didn't know the word prat. It's not that it was bothering me. What's the word prat? Right, he says, "V'ein ro'uish lino is called oynis miyuchod, oynis miyuchod." Okay. Ad, see this one. That a prat doesn't make any sense. It means prat that the Torah is mefarid this time, this way now. But it's a very bad, it's a very poor grammatical usage. Just confuses the reader. Ad shenoima derech moshel sheatzim l'saveno liskol mechal shabbos mitzvah sasei achas uskila bal oivi yedoy nishenis uskilas hoiveid avoid zora mitzvah shlishis ad shiye minyan amitzvahs ke minyan oishim sheheim b'chuivim mitzvahs bezden kamo sheose zuloseinu mi bilti Hishtaklus means bli esplinus, bli machshova, without thinking about it. And we have to see exactly what he means. If he means that the Bahag did this, because the Bahag has categories about chiv misa, we don't, it's part. The chiv misa is part of the oine, is the avera, but I'm not sure if he meant to count it separately. But there will be those that count it separately. We'll see. She'ilu hoyadova kain roi gamkish nimna kol malkis bifnei atzmo behechach ad she'yir halkoas oichel nevela mitzvah bifnei atzmo vealkoas oichel bosa chazir mitzvah bifnei atzmo. Val kos eichel bosser becholav mitzvah shlishis. Val kos levishatnis revius.
V'yeh gam kein etzleinu mitzvah say l'fi mispa halavin sheloiker aleihem. See, here, you have to keep in mind, here it's very clear. He's saying it's not part of the lav, it's a mitzvah say. I don't know if there's anyone who does this, that counts all the chayvei lavim and everything as one thing. And we have counting all the einchim in the mitzvah say, except for mitzvah say. Correct? That's what he's saying to do. Correct? And L'chayr, you'd have to end up doing the same thing in Malkus. V'yisrabu mitzvah say, yoyisim me'abu me'es mitzvah behechach. We're not going to see about this cheshman of the 400. Okay, but not now. Okay? I just want to get into it. Okay?
You won't have to do it by Malkus in a place where the Torah just says alav and doesn't say Malkus. By Misa, it has to specify what kind of Misa, so that's the mitzvah I say. By the Malkus, it says lo sasa, and then we know in principle that when it says lo sasa, you give Malkus, but why would you count it multiple times?
You're telling me that the fact the Torah said the oinish separately, that itself, the Torah said, the Yisokel, Yisokel.
Because there's four different types, so you have to know which kind. But Malkus is only one kind of Malkus.
And it's more than that, okay? Let's say, you know, you see, by saying that, you're diluting what you said.
I know.
Okay. See, if you tell me that they said it because the Torah goes out of its way, every time it's a chiv misa, to say and I say to do it. And by Malkus, it just says the lav. So then I understand your point. But if you say your other point, the reason why the Torah said it is because you had to know which one it was, so then there's no point. Okay? But one could have said that this kasha is not the strongest in the Rambam. Okay? Okay? The different types of oinchin. Okay? Now, next. V'chein gam kein lo nimne ko mochive korban b'yichud. Here again, he skips over Ganav and Gazlan. Okay? B'chein gam kein le'nimne ko m'chuyvei korban b'yichud ad shnei mechatesh shgogas shigas shabbos mitzvah v'chatesh shigas avodizora mitzvah. Okay? See, here it could have had a separate shgoga by the Zohar, okay, because the Torah said it. But the continuation, in other cases, you really can't do that. Avol nimnek min akorban gam kein levad. Kamo she nimne min amisa. Vayadate, shemine akorban yischalfu v'schilu v'avoynes. Shishchayv aleyem akorban ahu. V'shiyesh min avoynes, ma shishchayv aleyem chattas kavua. That's one case. Mehem shishchayv aleyem oshem toli. Another case. Mehem mashis chayv aleihem oshem vadis. These separate types of oinchin, okay? Mehem mashis chayv aleihem korban oile v'yored. Okay? And I assume he says shechayv aleihem or something like that, right?
Chayav malehem.
Yeah, this chayv, the hispile is very odd. That way was translated here. Okay? ולכן לא נמנה אחתס עם האושם, אבל נמנה חיוב חתס קבוע, וחיוב אושם תולי מצווה, וחיוב אושם ועדי מצווה, וחיוב קורבן עליון מצווה. הסחייב קורבן ההוא, לכל מי שהסחייב. It means, it should be that, it should be, it says, יסחייב, what? יסחייב, it was what? It should be יסחייב קורבן ההוא, לכל מי שהסחייב. ולא נאבד לחילוף אבוינס, Asher Yischayev al kol echod mehem amin ahu min akol mehoban moshinim ne hamalkis mitzvah ולגנים נלחיב אבוינס, שישחי ועקו איכו ואיכו ממלכס, וכן, סום, אוקיי, סום, או, he says, כובע, סום, הכוסו לכל מין מהם פרשי בפני עצמו. We have to know what that means. Like, he's doing something, and he's explaining there's a new reason, okay? He hasn't explained that he has a proof. No proof, okay? It's just an application of the principles before that is separate oinish, that a separate min oinish is a separate mitzvah, okay? So he really has done all he has dal misbezdin, and then he says Malchus is the same, and then he says each type of korban min oinish is the same, okay. However, he says in korbanos we have an added reason to count them separately because they're separate parashas, okay. See, here we have to know if this is an allusion, the discussion which I had about Shurano, that if the Torah has a separate parasha and it's Osik Bar Kosov, that's the reason they're making a mitzvah. Is that what he's saying? Okay. Onwards. Now, Ukvais Balbel Zulasena Bashirish has there. Bilbo she'ein tzorch lahashiv alav. Okay. V'loi gam kein yakel lahashiv alav l'chazek bilbo en yonim. Whatever. Hishtadel usma, or kil hispale usma, whatever. It's something. It means hisboinen vispale me'odim yimne m'chuvim isis bezden kulam ish u'm'chuvi kores. See, here he's changed it to loisase. Achakach yimna dvorim hamushorim mehem she's chayv aleim misa hayhi gam kein b'chal mitzlase. It's not a saying a loisase, a double of a loisase. K'moy shemona baal halochas gedolos. And he has one example only because he interprets hamachal as a Shabbos b'chal mechui v'skila. And he learns amazing thing that the fact that he has a category of mechuv iskila, it means it's the oinish. Okay, achre kein mona lo isasa kol malacha. We have to see what that means. Okay, bli neder. Hine lo nishar elo sheim yachshavu b'lo isafik shamodes oinshim mitzloises etchila. V'eich yimne b'heno oinish v'adovish yischayev olav oinish ahu. Okay, he doesn't have a general rule. He has one case that he has a problem why he does it. Okay? V'yoyse kosher, here he does something. V'yoyse kosher, ma shemona mechuy v'koris mechuy v'misa b'dei shamayim b'mitzis loisaseh v'heim yachshavu ki chiv ha-koris v'orinish hi ha-mitzah menuya. Okay? Because if you're going to say that the categories make it, so the Baal Lochus has the categories of Chai Ve'Misa, Chai Ve'Kores, and Chai Misa Shemayim. Okay? That's all he needs. We don't know what the efficacy of that is, but that's what he assumes. Okay? Ad Shebal Sefer HaMitzvahs Diba B'zeh, which probably is a reference to the Sefer Chafetz, Ben Yatzliach, the Omer B'Shah HaRishon Bodil Ma Sheyichlu HaShahu Hu Dovo Zelishon. It's a quote. Omer Umimenu Shnayim U'Shloshim Inyonim. 32 Inyonim. Hodianu Yis'ale Shuhu Mis'asek Behen Lo Anachnu Kulom Orev Aleim. Omnom Omer Umimenu Rotzloima, Hoinin Shichlo, Olov Hashah, Hahi, Ashnaim, Ashloshim, Inyonim, Haim, Shloshim, Vieskim, Mukhuive, Koris, Lavad, 23 krisis. V'tishim mechuvim mises b'idei shamayim. K'moy shamona. V'inyan omu, this is what's interesting, k'moy olev, to be a guarantor, aleyim, what's loyim, shuhu yis'ale, olev, shuhu yachizeh, v'yomizeh. Okay. This really bothered me. It's almost like a, you know, what's the importance of this, okay? Okay? And what does it mean? Isn't it, there's alvas, it somewhere says, the British and olive, the person is going to die? That is einish, correct? Okay. So, I did my research a little bit. And the translation from the Arabic is not clear that it's a proper translation. Because I saw someone else translates this, the following. Out of them are 32 cases concerning which he informed us, that's the Rabbeinu Shlomo, he with a capital H, that he with a capital H, who is blessed and exalted, will supervise their committal, not we. All of them are explicitly stated. But no place does it say that Budish is going to do it. It's just on him. Okay?
What's the reality?
No, it doesn't mean, it means that's their Einish. Doesn't mean the Budish necessarily. There might be extenuating, there might be reasons the Budish doesn't do it, or does do it, okay? But the question is then, Alvis on Kodesh Baruch Hu, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that's what I'm going to do. Because Ibn Tibbon learned it as a guarantor. And what's, even if it's true, what's the necessity over here? There's no issue of alvis and guarantee over here. The issue is that's the einish, correct? So this is very odd. So I think it's better not to say that, correct? V'ine ein safek ki ze einenu seiver ki sheish me'ois u'shleishim kulam chayovis aleihem. Avol yesh mehem shechayv oleinu lekayim oisam, mehem she'olav yis'ala lekayimom. K'moy she'oma, ubeya shehem misasik behen lo anachnu. It means there's some mitzvahs that aren't us, and the other mitzvahs are no banishim, they're part of tayag. That which the banishim has to do, that's also part of tayag. In other words, the chiv misa b'dei shamayim and the kodesh is a mitzvah, and it's but it's kakodesh baruch who fulfills it or doesn't. It's very very odd. That's odd. Avol yesh mehem shechayv oleinu lekayim oisam u'mehem she'olav yis'ale lekayimom. See again, he's calling it exactly what he thinks about it. No punches pulled, okay? Ein roi ledabe boy b'shum ponim. Ki heim ma'morim mevu'orei ahefsid v'nichnas al kol echod mehem hato'us b'hiyoysam mo'inim o'inchim k'mitzvois v'hoyu nevuchim bohem pa'am yimnu oysam levadom pa'am yimnu o'inchim v'adov v'shiyan sholov v'yisimu ze kulo b'mitzvah lo'yisese. B'li hishtadlus, b'li histaklus, b'li hizbaininus, V'oifen aminyan amiti, ma she zochaltiv, she ko min oynish mitzvahs asei. Ad she din. Oh, here we go. Now he's getting back to it. Achia din tashlume ganev mitzvasei. Shanach zavinu shinechayiv ze ashir. V'din tesefes chomesh. Mitzvahs. Can you just give me that volume over there? Let's see if a second. See here now, he did it, okay? Well, you notice he did something very interesting. He says, yeah, he says, but Beseder haminyan hanochoin hu mashiskav shekol min oinish mitzasei. Now he's coming back. Kach shehei din tashlumei ganav. Okay, and this is in the original Hebrew. Din tashlumei ganav mitzasei. Din teisef es chomesh mitzvah v'din. Chiv chatos, kovua mitzvah. V'din chiv oshem, vaday mitzvah. V'din chiv oshem toli mitzvah. V'kovin oila, v'yoyri mitzvah. V'chein lisko, v'lag, v'lisroif, v'lachne, v'litlois. Kol echod min ho'inchin mu'eila mitzvah v'ne'atzmo. Yischai men mashi yischai b'b'nei odam. G'shem sh'al kobu tzua mitzvah achas. She's chayiv b'malkus. Call me, she's chayiv. So I'm not sure what happened over here. And he did a major thing, okay? So we know the four, the dal misbezin, the tliya, okay? They're mitzvahs. And he calls the rest of them dinim, because they had parshas, okay? And he throws in malkus, kilu as a, we're not sure what we did. But he is somehow, is he hedging about it? That it's a din or it's a mitzvah, what is it? Okay? These are the questions that we'll have to deal with.
Because before he said by ganav tashlumei kefil. Now he just says din ganav, din tashlumei ganav, so maybe that includes dal vehei.
And that includes also bom machteres. And he has din ganav as a separate mitzvah, and that's including everything. And he's very clear about it in minyan mitzvahs. Correct. Okay. Then he says, zehu mashu etzino lagdimo b'chlal hazeh, and the sheyush uboi nishlmu hashvoshim shakdamosam toil l'mash anachnu iskim bay. Okay, here he just said toil will help. Okay, and there he says there in there's a tshuva that says a like holim that you have to be toil in. Okay. And the second half of this Shoyrish is a discussion of an ancient Assyrian and how different ancient work, okay? But this basically, I tried to give you an overview of this whole Shoyrish. Have you said that? Okay, Batzlocha then. Bye.